Yesterday we spoke about the first Lamed Chaf word, Lech. Today we want to speak about the second one, Lecha. Lech, Lecha. In Chassidus, there's a great focus on how the Tzivui of Avraham was about him going to himself. And we find this on multiple levels. The first, as the Toldos Yaakov Yosef writes on this week's Parsha, a person is influenced by their surroundings, by the world around them. The influences are not always bad, but a person can only truly think in a clear way and for themselves when they're able to step out of what they know and think for themselves. Toldos Yaakov Yosef connects this to the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Deos, how a person has to stay away from negative influences. Rav Nachman Mibreslov, in his Hakadama to Mandura Tinyana, connects this to the Pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk of Dalet, where Yecheskel describes Avraham as Echad Haya Avraham. And Rav Nachman Mibreslov explains that it was his ability to separate himself and think for himself, as opposed to the way others try to impact us, that made him so special. Rashi translates this word Lecha a little bit differently, which is a higher level than just not being impacted negatively by others. Rashi translates the word Lecha as Lehanatcha, Litovatcha. Hashem told Avram, separate from what you know to go to a world where you will have better things. Lech Lehanatcha, for your benefit. And this obviously is a statement about following God, and also about going to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap, the great Talmud of Rav Kook, says the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is different than other mitzvot because in this mitzvah we should feel the good and the physical pleasure we achieve by fulfilling it. And one can say this is why both in Parshat Shmot and in Parshat Ekev, Eretz Yisrael is described as Eretz Tova, as we speak about in the Alam Michya Tfilah as well. A third level of this, developed by Rav Nachman Mibreslov in the Kutei Halachot Hilchot Shabbos Halachot Zayin, is not just to avoid the negative and not just to develop ourselves positively, but the real essence of finding ourselves. Lech Lecha. And I think this pshat connects to the earlier ones. When we're able to think about ourselves in a vacuum, and when we go to the places that are right for us, we're able to find our true selves. And that's what Hashem was telling Avraham. The Kotzker Rebbe was once approached by a chassid who said, I've come to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kotzker Rebbe said, it's unfortunate you came so far and spent so much to waste your time. Hashem is everywhere. You could have found Him anywhere. So the chassid said, so tell me, why have I come? The Rebbe said, you've come to find yourself. Many of us are seeking and looking for something that's right in front of us. Our problem is that we, not the object we're seeking, are lost. Or as Warren Bennis wrote in his book on becoming a leader, by the time we reach puberty, the world has shaped us to a greater extent than we realize. Our family, friends, and society in general have told us by word and example how to be. But people begin to become leaders at the moment when they decide for themselves how to be. Story told by Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria about a young boy born into a strong Torah family. When he grew up, he shaved his payas, went out, became a total Epicurus. Many years later, he came back to the true path. He met a friend of his, and the friend said, wow, I see you're with payas again, but they're shorter than they were before. And the boy answered and said, when I was a child, I had my father's payas. Today, I have shorter payas, but they're my own. Last but not least, the Klei Yakar writes that a person finding their true self and a person going to Eretz Yisrael are connected. Because when a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, they're able to achieve higher spiritual levels. Eina nevua shora b'chutz laretz. So a person can only truly find themselves by going to Eretz Yisrael, which is why the Lech Lecha is associated with going there. And the Klei Yakar writes in his Sefer Olalos Ephraim, Mi sheholeich l'Eretz Yisrael, el atzmo hu holeich, el etzem atzmo. A person who goes to Eretz Yisrael is really going to himself, his true, real self. Let's learn the message here about how we should relate to the world around us, how we should relate to Eretz Yisrael, and how we should relate to finding ourselves.